Say bless, say bless, say bless.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. Are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Just walked past a little
bit. Good morning.
No.
Just step on around. And we blessed in the city. The devil is defeated. Step on around that mouth. Y'all. Listen. It's the good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, my sister. I love you so much, and the devil is a lie. And I'm going to tell you something right now. It's day eight of faithfulness. It is day eight of faithfulness. I ain't never had more faith in my life that we on the right path. That's how you know. That's how you know you'll be on the right path when them arrows be coming and that mouse be on that ground. And you feel like, that's how you know you're on that right path, sister. How you feeling this morning?
I also feel blessed. I woke up in the sun. It was hitting particularly just beautiful through the clouds, and it rained last night, and it feels like the air cleared and the air has been thick for me. And so I just woke up feeling very blessed, and just literally before my feet hit the bed, just gratitude and praise and thank you, God, on my tongue for everything that you are doing, and everybody's lives was a part of this movement. And I prayed individually for the women who have come today, just a praise of thanks, because that's all I got, is a praise of thanks.
Yes. Let's start with that scripture for faith. Today is day eight, faithfulness of 9-day prayer check. Welcome, somebody. It might be your day one. Your day one is your most important day. For some of us, it's day eight, prayer check. Faithful Blessedness. Great is thy faithfulness. We almost played that song this morning, but I had to do that blessed in that city. Here we go. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's Hebrews 11 and 1. I'm going to tell you something about that hope. I'm going to tell you something about that hope that you can't even see, that the other people can't see, and you keep walking like you got oil wells. What my Angela say? You keep walking like you got oil wells because they can't see it. They can't see it, V. They can't see it, so they couldn't possibly understand your faith. You don't even have to explain it to them, y'all. You don't got to explain it to them. I'm telling y'all, they don't know how far we done come. Oh, Vanessa, I got so much to tell you. Since the 2 days you've been mad at me, I got so much to tell you, girl.
Hold on, before you tell, I forgot yesterday to give the phone number for the prayer request, and I want to give it.
Oh, let's give it. Let's give it. Let's give it. Yes.
Anybody who has a prayer request, please text them. We pray over them all, each individually. The phone number is 202-930-2063. If you have a prayer request that you want to text in. And while I have the mic, I want to go ahead and announce our day 8 church winner at the top of the hour. Every day during these calls, we have been investing $1,000 into a church crew across the country as a tithe and a thank you. And today's winner is Cynthia Rucker. And Cynthia Rucker is from Allen St. John AME Church in Kansas City, Missouri. I've heard of them before for some reason. Allen St. John AME Church in Kansas City, Missouri, run by Cynthia Rucker. You are today's winner.
I wonder if she's part of the Ruckers in Atlanta. Is that your cousin in Kansas City? So some of you have heard Vanessa and I talk about the great fortune of knowing Miss Martha, who is in Montgomery, Alabama, and she sends devotionals by text message, and it is a beautiful thing. And she was Rosa Parks' chef, and she's a famous chef. And she, if you listen to the Georgia Gilmore episode of Black History Bootcamp, Georgia Gilmore was her mentor, and now she has become our capital O, the Girl Treks mentor. And the first time we went to dinner, it was shout out to Kalima, our CFO, and Vanessa and me. We went to dinner with Miss Martha at her restaurant, Martha's Place. Go if you're gonna go to, if you're in Montgomery, go support. And she said that she had gone through such a deep depression in her life. She was suicidal. She was put in a mental institution, and she was a single mom, and she had 3 boys, and they had to come and see her in there, just strapped down to that bed. And she said that God just gave her a scripture that just kept impressing it on her. And she was like, God, I don't even know that scripture. Isaiah 61. What is Isaiah 61? What does that even mean? And she said, every time she opened the Bible, it would just come to that. Y'all know how it'd be happening like that, where you couldn't even order your own steps like that. And so I had texted her last night. I was like, Miss Martha, what was that scripture? She was like, Isaiah 61. She texted me right back because she'd be on it, watching the football games, and then she'd be on it. Like Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 says, good news for the oppressed. The spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon us. For the Lord has anointed us to bring good news to the poor. He has sent us to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim the captives will be released. He has sent us to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come. And then with it, the day of God's anger against the enemies. Y'all listen, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In the righteousness, they will be like great oaks, and the Lord has planted for his glory. They will rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities destroyed long ago. They will revive them. They will keep them. Woo! Though these cities have been deserted for many generations, y'all. I'm telling you, you have been called. You are ministers of love, y'all, of God. You will feed on the treasures of a nation. Instead of shame and dishonor, you will enjoy a double share of honor. You will possess a double portion of prosperity in your land, and everlasting joy will be yours. For I, the Lord, love justice. I love justice. That's what God's saying right now. And I'm telling y'all right now, when you know you're on the right path is when the devil starts coming. That's how you know your faith is strong. That's how you know you're on the right path. I'm telling you, it's darkest before the dawn. I know it to be true because this too has been the hardest year of my life. But like in my lifetime, this has been the hardest year. And the only thing that has kept me going forward is my faith. And the only thing that has kept Vanessa going forward is her faith. And the thing that binds us together is that we understand what Girl Chick is about to do. We see it. We see the vision of a million Black women walking, talking, and solving problems. We understand that we're going to live long. We understand that we're going to live and not die. There's no question about it. There never has been a question about it. There is no insecurity. There is no friction around our faith. There is only flow around our faith. There has always been flow around our faith. For 20 years of friendship, there has been flow around our faith. And so I bind and rebuke anything that comes against that. I bind and rebuke anything that comes against that. And yeah, we had a Martha and a Mary moment. That's what Cynthia said. I don't even really know what that means.
I know. She told me too. I was like, Lord, I got to do some real research on this Martha and Mary. But I trust Cynthia.
I think it means like, when do you prepare for Jesus and when do you sit in faith and yeah. at the feet of Jesus? And, you know, it's hard because the Bible also says faith without works is what? Is dead.
It's dead.
Yeah, so the Bible also says put feet to your prayer, but it says also sit at the feet and believe and know. Yeah. So how we navigate that as actual humans, Vanessa, as actual sisters, as actual friends, as community members, as leaders, as so many on this phone are, is the test. That's what I'm saying. That is the work. You was right. It is the work. And sometimes it requires effort. And sometimes it requires repose. And I'm telling you, faith requires all of it. Faith is belief and action. You can't just have faith sitting down, y'all. But you can't have faith thinking you doing it on your own. And so I am just so grateful for this conversation. And let me just tell you something. We're going to open up the lines. Raise your hand, *9. But don't raise your hand yet until you hear the prompt. Here go the prompt. What do you see for Girl Trek in your community? What do you see? Not what do you want? Not what are you asking for? What do you already see? Where is your faith flowing with Girl Trek? And and I'm gonna tell you why I say this, V. I was at the club. I was at a wine bar.
Where you at the club? It must be really the club.
It was. So y'all, after we left Tulsa Black Wall Street, I was born in Wichita, Kansas. So I drove 2.5 hours to see my family. I first went to Vinita to see my eldest aunt, who's nearly 90. And then I went to see my uncle, who is a beautiful guitar and like blues singer. And he was playing at a wine bar. And he and his wife are so in love, Auntie Bev and Uncle Bruce. I mean, it is the revolution, their love. And I was just like basking in it. They was on date night. She was like, don't my man sound good? I was like, that's my uncle, Aunt Bev. Look at how he walking. I mean, they're so cute. They've been married for 40 years. So that's a testimony. But as we were sitting at the bar, at the wine bar, there's a white man, older white man, and everybody knows them because they're kind of famous in Stillwater, Oklahoma. kind of famous. So he was like, hey, Bev, how you doing? How you doing? And Bev was like, this is my niece who I told you about. She's a leader of Girl Trek. She know Oprah. You know how your auntie do. She know Oprah, you know. You and I was like not in a good place. I was just like, give me my gin and tonic. Like I'm just trying to like just relax, you know. I ain't trying to pitch Girl Trek. And so I'm just like, okay, auntie, how you? Okay. And then the man was like, that is very interesting. Do you have a website? And I was like, .org, girlcheck.org, you know. And I'm like that, right? I'm tired. So then he goes, well, I'm a leader of the juvenile justice system all across Oklahoma, and we have mostly girls of color, mostly Black girls. Don't you know that Oklahoma incarcerates more women than any other place? And I was like, God, what you trying to do right now, God? I'm just trying to take this gin and tonic. Like, God, I'm just trying to take this gin and tonic. Shout out to Yolanda.
Free the captives.
Listen, shout out to Yolanda, who is just hired a girl track, who herself is formerly incarcerated and has a ministry over her life. And she has set a public goal to get 50,000 incarcerated and formerly incarcerated women and girls in this Girl Track movement next year. So if you want to be a part of her ministry, reach out to Yolanda. I don't know her email address, but info@girltrack.org will get you there. And listen, so I was just like, okay, swallow, relax. You know, what would Yolanda do? You know, I was just like, you know. And he said, well, who do I contact? And when I tell you, my auntie leaned in, turned her back to me, faced him, she said, you contact me. And I said, well, all right. And I just looked back on over to my uncle. And she said, we got a whole movement of women here in Oklahoma who would love to mentor those girls. And he was like, okay, but I was talking to her. And she said it again. She said, you contact me. We walk every Saturday. We walk in tomorrow. She said, we can go to any of those detention centers and we can mentor them on that trail. And I just said, if God ain't good. So I was like, the same faith that Auntie Bev has to see herself in the equation. I want to know what you see for Girl Trek. I want to know what you see for Girl Trek. And great is thy faithfulness. I'm going to tell you what we see, because we have spent 3 years documenting our faith. We have spent 3 years. I know y'all came for a prayer call. We're going to pray. We have spent 3 years documenting our faith. And I just want you to know that it's out there. Okay, so Vanessa, then I drove to, so Star 9, if you have a vision, if you are faithful that our mission is more important than any person on this phone, if you are faithful that we are called, if you are faithful that we are walking in the footsteps of a civil rights legacy in pursuit of joy and justice in this lifetime for generations to come, if you are sure that we are going to increase the life expectancy of Black women by 10 years, in 10 years, I want to know what you see. I want you to contribute to the collective vision of this grassroots movement. I want you to raise your hand and say it with faith. I see us, dot, dot, dot. I see us, dot, dot, dot. And speak from your street. Speak from the corner of you and yours. Speak from the from the porch of your household. From knocking on your neighbor's door, from your church, from your pew, I see us, dot, 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 Star 9, and we will open up the calls. V, anything to add? And then I was going to share some parts of our strategy in the next year and two with us, but do you have anything to add?
Well, just that Isaiah 61 is actually divided up exactly how the Girl Check team is, because I meditate on that scripture a lot. And for those who don't know, we have three kind of big teams within Girl Trek: storytelling, the street team, which is the ones on the ground, boots on the ground, and then sustainability. And the first part of Isaiah 61 is talking to the storytelling team, and it says that we're here to proclaim the good news to those who are mourning, and to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim the freedom of the captives. And I have been meditating on that so much, because I've been thinking about the storytelling team's work. And then the second part of Isaiah 61 says, we will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated, which is the work of the street team. And then the entire last part of Isaiah 61
shout
says,
shout out to the street team! We're right. Shout out to
and the third part says, we're going to double our portion in inheritance. Sorry, I just want to say the third part says, we're going to double our portion in inheritance, which is sustainability. And so the entire, I've always thought that the entire verse was speaking to us as a team.
That's brilliant. We should put it in Martin Luther King's office, y'all. We should put that scripture in Martin Luther King's office on a scroll, because I'm telling you, that is, it's so divinely portioned in those three departments. And I just want to say shout out to Carla, who is our number one care crusader, who has been just really, really resting up for what's ahead. And I know y'all have missed her, and I talk to her all the time, and she cannot wait to get back at it. So keep her lifted up in your prayers. We love you, Carla. And yes, Vanessa, double portions, rebuild the ancient cities and sharing the good news is the mission of Girl Trek. People have asked us, how are you going to increase the life expectancy of Black women by 10 years in 10 years? That's impossible. And we'd be like, watch us work. I mean, what's the alternative? You want us to die a decade early? That's the alternative. Just sit with that. That ain't going to work. And I'm talking about a decade earlier than our sisters of other races, including Asian American women live a decade longer than Black women in America. Y'all, that ain't going to work on our watch. We did not survive all of the generations of daughters of I am Morgan, daughter of Carol, daughter of Letha, daughter of Willie, daughter of Sarah, to die a decade earlier than we should be. And our grandmothers have figured out how, so we're going to reclaim those secrets. So how are we going to do it? Well, first of all, we got the U.S. Surgeon General on Girl Trek's board. Her name is Dr. Regina Benjamin. Under Barack Obama, 18th U.S. Surgeon General, she said, well, first of all, if you walk 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, you're going to increase your life expectancy right there. Boom, there go your prescription. So we get a million women to just start walking, but we got a million women now, but we don't got a million women walking. So there goes the first objective. How do we get ourselves there? And so one of the things that Vanessa and I know is that we have to recruit more women, because we ain't going to never get 100% of nothing, so that we can get a critical mass of us out in the streets. So our goal, we're right now 1.3 million Black women are members of Girl Trek. And I'm telling you, we in the streets, we see it all the time. It's like a little covert handshake. They'd be like, you in Girl Trek? Me too. I'm in Girl Trek. You walk today? No, me neither. I mean, that's how it is right in these streets. And I'm telling y'all, 6% of all Black women in America are members of Girl Trek. We're going to get to 10%, and that means we need to get in the streets and recruit a million more. 2.3 million would take us to 10%. That's one in 10. Look on your pew. Of the 10 women, one of y'all is a Girl Trek member. On your street, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 houses, one of this house is blue. If we can get to 10%, we know we can turn this country around. And so part of what we're going to do next year is we are going to build this movement. We're going to get back in the streets old school and build this movement. And we are going to engage our sisters in doing the work of saving our own lives. Now, walking is going to take us a part of the way. But we also know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And our mental health is under attack, y'all. It is under attack. We have identified something called the three I's, right? The three I's are inactivity, and that means we are just stuck in place and hopeless. And on days faithfulness, we gonna move. And so activity or walking is the first pillar. We walk, we talk, and we solve problems together. Well, the second problem is isolation. Y'all, loneliness is deadlier than cigarette smoking. And last night, I went to a prayer vigil here in Wichita. We pleaded the blood that every single woman has love in her life, that she doesn't have to be alone. And that love looks very different. Sometimes it looks like your neighbor knocking on your door saying, are you okay? Sometimes it looks like somebody making you some soup in the kitchen. Sometimes it means your elders get to live and not die so that you can care for them and not have grief. Sometimes it means romance and butterflies in your stomach. But we rebuke loneliness. So we walk, we talk, which is coming together in common cause in our communities. And then the last part is what we walk, we talk, and we
solve problems together.
We solve problems together. Y'all, there are institutions of oppression designed to exploit our labor. Shout out to our sister Tricia, who was talking about this. There are institutions, and we can thrive all we want, but we have to band together and solve some of these problems. I'm talking about women like Cynthia, who is leading this faith-based work in Girl Trek, who said, okay, well, let me join the school board so I can decide what buildings close and what buildings open for our kids. Or people like Pam, who's leading our civic work in Girl Trek, who said, kids are getting killed in these intersections and there's toxic runoff that's coming into our communities. And I'm going to call the city engineers. And now that I have gotten all of this toxic runoff rerouted, I'm going to teach women in every city. This is what we're talking about with solving problems. We're talking about launching a care crusade for the next 10 years where we're knocking on the door with a backpack full of solutions saying, what you need, neighbor? You're feeling grief? Here's a grief counselor. You need some food? It's a food desert? Here you go. We got a garden up the street. You don't have no access to health care? We got you some access to health care. Here we go right here. Here go this coupon. Do you understand what I mean? This is the Girl Trek movement. That is our vision. And I'm telling you, 10 years in 10 years,
We start the crusade in 2025. Next year, we align ourselves and we get all of the army going. And from 2025 to 2035, we will see the fruit of our labors and we will live and not die. That is the faith that I have. Nothing else matters. I will not be distracted by anything else. And on the path there, I will humble myself. Y'all, this is my promise. I can't wait for self-discipline tomorrow, Vanessa. I hope you got something good to say. Teach me.
Our
teach
friends
me
at Truth Table. Our friends at Truth Table will be on the close of South. Praise God. They are the theologians in the crew.
So let's open up the lines. Vanessa, do we have somebody to pray today?
Cynthia Thompson from the Girl Trek Movement lined up already. So
okay,
I know it's,
okay,
it's the perfect person
okay,
to line
okay.
up for what you're saying. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, Cynthia, get ready. We blessed in the city. We come on now. All right, here we go. So let's open up the lines. I want to hear, because this vision is incomplete without your faith. It is incomplete without the hope that you have. Even when there ain't no evidence, it is incomplete. So I want you to say it, what you see. Paint the picture for people in your community. What does Girl Trek look like over the next 10 years? How are you going to increase life expectancy? And that might mean a pledge and promise of faith over your own life. Do we have anybody on the line? All right, caller's on. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi. You?
We can hear you, sis.
Hi, sis. We can hear you.
I'm sorry. This is Amy. I'm calling you from Paterson, New Jersey. Been working with you guys since 2015.
Good.
I was invited by Onika Jervis, and I swear this movement has saved my life.
I thank God.
Down, and I was just coming in for the challenges and Superhero Saturday, and I just started working all over New Jersey, and I'm walking every day now. I even got people at work walking, and I'm still trying to get my community together. I recently appointed the Girl Trek Champion here in Paterson. I'm currently working at three churches. Yeah, Paterson, New Jersey. And I'm working in this because it's good. I'm loving it. Our city just received over $100 million to renovate our parks and safe spaces. And I'm in partnership with some of our recreation director, Benji Wimberly. I've been in talks with our mayor and with the county health initiative. So what I see for Girl Trek, because we do a lot of inviting people to the night out of Paterson, there's not that many of them. I actually just walked to the Paterson Historic Falls with my dog and I'm on my way back home. But what I see is not just having these parks for visitors. I want to see our churches bring our sisters out. And I want to see our sisters out and up walking in the morning and walking in the evening and feeling safe doing that. And talking about faith, this journey has been a journey of faith for me. And I'm an inspiration to other people and I'm not bragging on that, but I really want them to understand the importance of this walk and this journey. And bringing other people on board.
I love that vision. I used to live in Maywood, New Jersey, and Paterson is the most beautiful city. It is the most beautiful city, and it has been just leveled by bad policy. And it got all our people there. It got all the infrastructure. I can't wait for your vision, sister. I cannot wait for your leadership. I cannot wait for you to raise the leveled in the ruined cities and tell good news. I cannot wait for you to get your double portion. I cannot wait for it. Thank you so much for sharing your vision. We're going to open up to another caller. And I want to tell you, you just reminded me of something. First of all, shout out to our team who's no longer with us. Shout out to Onika Jervis. We love you. You did so much work for this community, and I just want to honor you. And here's the thing about what you were just saying. You were like, they got a big number, $100 million for Paterson or something like that. You don't never have to ask permission to save your own life in Girl Trek. And tomorrow is what, Vanessa? What's tomorrow? What's tomorrow's fruit of the spirit? Sorry. What's tomorrow's fruit of the spirit?
Self-discipline.
Right. You don't never have to ask permission to save your own life. But what we have to do as a movement of a million Black women is we have to be disciplined. And so in that discipline, we ask you to think about every single other woman wearing that blue shirt. So before you get on CNN, please call Vanessa and the storytelling team so she can lean in with some support. We can figure out what the talking points are. So please, 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 in a coordinated and disciplined fashion. Let's do that. Before you apply for money,
self-control. Tyree said it's self-control. I don't want to get, it's self-control.
Isn't that the same thing? Yeah.
Isn't that the same thing? Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're both, it's both, they use it interchangeably. Yes.
Okay.
And shout out to Tyree who got your back. That's good. So, and then if you raise the money, y'all, listen, do not Marcus Garvey this situation. Please reach out to our CFO and our finance team at info@girlcheck.org and let us help you do it right with the IRS, y'all. Let us help you do it right. So we ask for those two things specifically. And for training, if you need to get women trained, please contact, particularly in the church, the street team. That is me, that is Cynthia, that is Carla, and we will help you from a liability perspective. People need to know stuff like how to do mental health first aid, how to do actual first aid. There's some real things. And so, yes, I love this vision. And please, let's do it in a coordinated, disciplined way that has control, self-control over this. So I love this. All right. What's the faith? Open up the lines. Let's take three more.
Good morning.
Morning, sister.
Hey there. I am so excited to be on with you guys. I am. My name is Robin Character. I'm from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, but I recently relocated to Killeen, Texas with my daughter, and I retired. I sold my house. I am just, it's on. I am 64. The praise report is
still
high.
Young. That's right.
Woo!
Still young.
Girl. And look, I feel like walking and dancing. And listening to your uncle play that Get Fiddle. I actually got my grandma's brother's guitar wrapped up in bubble wrap, and I shipped it ahead of me. So at some point in the not too distant future, I'm going to be strumming and, you know, making my poetry go to music somewhere. But I just wanted to tell you that my vision and my new location, I have 38 years of automobile sales. So, you know, I'm good at selling and negotiating and all that good stuff. And I'm looking forward to tapping in with these sisters here that I don't know at all and say, hey, you know what? Let's walk. Let's talk. Let's talk about our creator. Let's encourage, let's inspire, let's do the thing. My daughter is 30 years old, and she has been encouraging me to get down here and get out of the snow and all of that for a while. And God just start, you know, moving on my heart and spirit, got myself some therapy. Woo!
It's shout out to therapy. Listen,
I know.
That was a deep side.
Yeah, we can say therapy out loud now. It's not closeted. It's out. It is out.
Oh,
in the open. I only have four sessions, but I am so excited about all the possibilities because, you know, the spaces that were cracked through. I can see the light.
Yes.
I feel like, what was his name? Johnny Nash. I can see clearly now because the rain is gone.
Come on and sing.
Come on and sing.
Come on.
Yeah, got me snapping my fingers over here. Oh, and that too, I love to dance. So I don't know where all of that is going to be taking me in this journey, but I feel like I'm going to be tapping. I feel like, I just feel like the tap praise is coming on. I told my daughter, I'm going to find myself a tap board. I'm going to be outside in her yard. Get me some shoes. It's this
on. Oh, my God. That is the vision.
It's on. And I am so
front yard tap dancing classes brought to you by Girl Trek is the vision. Front yard guitar playing classes, front yard singing, sing along, circles, fires.
Aww.
Like, listen, that's the vision.
Say
the,
it.
That is the vision.
Say it.
Yes.
I feel so tapped in. I'm telling you.
Yes.
I was so excited when I saw this 9-day trek. I hadn't even shipped my car ahead yet, but I'm like, I'm signing up to register for this 9-day because I'll be in Texas then, and I'm going to be up in the morning because I'm retired and then I can just pray when I feel like it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I ain't got to
yes,
hurry up and get to know. I ain't got to hurry up and get to no meeting or try to hide in the bathroom at work so I can, you know, take that to my garden in Yosemite. But that's a whole other story for probably another day. I don't want to hold.
I am so energized.
I'm telling you, this is me reaching out as they touch and agree. I'm holding your hand.
Yes, God.
I'm hugging you. I'm loving on
thank
you, sisters.
You.
I thank you.
Thank you.
My daughter was at Bowie State in 2013, and I heard about Girl Trek, and I start walking. I actually am a proud owner of a 100-mile T-shirt that I earned. Getting my
wow.
shit on down in, look, down
that's
in Beaver
another
Falls,
shout out.
Pennsylvania.
That's another shout out to Onika Dervis because she organized those girls at Bowie State. So shout out,
wow.
give love, give flowers, y'all. Yes, yes, God is working.
Yes, my
God
daughter
is
was
working
at
on
Bowie State,
yes.
and I was in a little town in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, praying for my daughter's movement as she moved through all of that stuff there. And you know,
God, I thank you. God,
that.
I thank
oh,
you.
Oh my God, I'm so
yes.
glad that I got through. And something just came on that says, you can unmute yourself now. I was like, I can't.
That was Jesus. That was Jesus. Okay,
oh,
sister. Okay,
look,
we're going to get one more
this
in.
Morning.
You can unmute
I
yourself
to
now
you
is
too.
A word.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, too, that my home church in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, is celebrating 130 years on today. So shout out
wow.
to Second Baptist in Beaver Falls, where Pastor Bernard R. Tinch, Jr., is the pastor, and Sister Sabrina Tinch is the first lady. So I love
this
you guys.
This is officially testimony service. It's officially testimony service. Sister, I appreciate you so much. Vanessa back there laughing like Miss Sophia. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I am so energized. I am so energized by these first two callers. Yes. Thank you so much, sister. So we have Patterson, we have Colleen, Texas. We have two very different visions. I mean, one is tapping into like state or city revitalization efforts. One is tap dancing on the lawn and playing the guitar. And both are valid and faithful visions. Great is thy faithfulness. Let's take one more. Let's take one
and
more.
Just,
and that'll
the last woman, okay. Morgan, who came on, I just want to uplift the one part of her vision that she actually didn't uplift, but is part of the vision she shared is that she's living with her daughter. And I was actually thinking of this, first of all, the joy in that woman's voice. And I was like, dang, it must be so amazing to have a daughter who was like, mama, come on. Like, come on, I'm over here and come with me and to open up her doors and to have generations like living under one roof together. And like, what does that type of community and communion look like for us? We have to start asking ourselves that, and we have to start building for that. And we have to be well enough so that we can open the doors for our parents so that they can come on in. And then we have to help our parents be well enough so that when they do retire, they can actually experience it and do the things that that caller just said she was doing. So I was just thinking about the also intergenerational play of Girl Trek and what that means for women.
Brilliant. Brilliant. I was thinking about that when I was with Aunt Zoeffi. Her daughter was taking care of her, and then her daughter was there with her three boys, and then the uncle was across the street, and the sister was next door. And they live in a small town, and I was like, Z, what are we going to do? So I was like, here comes Girl Trek, a care village. We're going to have to figure this out, y'all. That's a real estate play sometimes. That is community care sometimes. This is not, y'all, they think we are an exercise group. They don't know we are a radical movement that is about to change all of our entire community, stretch back through generations and stretch forward into generations for healing and for love. So our last caller, we want to hear your vision and your faithfulness. Here we go. What do you see, last caller? Say your name and where you're from. Paula, are you there? Oh, she dropped 1 second. Vanessa, I was at a prayer vigil at Twilight Church last night. First of all, Aunt Berlin and them then anointed us. Anointed me. You was here in proxy, girl, in the middle of her beauty. You know, she painted that picture of Harriet Tubman in the Girl Trek shirt.
Yeah.
It's there. She wanted to donate it to the office, by the way, so we're going to send it. But, yeah, and they prayed. And then Twilight was like, well, we got a prayer vigil at the church. We about to go. I was like, okay, God, I hear you, God. So we went there, and the pastor was talking about Isaac and the whale in the wells, like the water well. Have you heard the story?
No, I feel like, was it a children's book, or that's Jonah and the whale?
That's Jonah and the whale. No, this is W-E-L-L, because I thought it was whales through the whole time.
Oh, W-E-L-L.
E-L-L. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay, water caller coming on. Yo. Okay, so Isaac was Abraham's son, right? So there was a great famine, and Isaac had to go back to the land of his ancestors. he went back and the enemies, who were the Philistines, have filled in the water wells. Now, you know, water well is lifeline. That's your lifeline. If you're in a desert place, you need the water. You need the well. And like the woman at the well, like, it's also a place of respite, of satisfaction, and it represents so much. So he went there and they have filled in the wells. The enemy had filled in the well. So he started digging and they started fighting back, filling it in. He was digging. They were filling it in, digging. So he was like, I got to keep moving. He went down into the valley, started digging the wells. In the valley, sometimes you still got to do the work and dig the well. This is what the pastor said. This ain't me, right? So he's digging. The enemy's filling it in. He thirsty. He like, God, what would you have me to do? So then he went and he called them different places. The first well he called strife. And then the second well he called hatred. And then the third well he went to dig this well, this water well. And he called it spaciousness because it was peace, but that was not the place he needed to stay. And he stayed there in the spaciousness building as well, but he was called to go forward. He went forward and he dug a fourth well, and the enemy had given up by that time. And the pastor was like, that's why you got to keep digging, y'all. Keep working, keep stepping forward, keep going. You know, I was almost shouting like Carol Jean up in there. And then he got to the last well and his enemies came and said, you done outworked us. And then he created an oath. And he created communion. And that last one was called the oath. And they all came together. And what he planted, God harvested 100-fold. And I'm telling y'all, we are digging for life. We are digging for our lives. And I'm just like, I ain't even never heard that story before. But it is so relevant. It is so relevant. All right. Last caller. Thank you for that word, God. Last caller. What's your vision? What do you see for Girl Trek? And then we're going to be on out here with some prayer. Next caller's on. It says,
hello.
Yes.
Hi. Hi, this is Pam.
How you doing, sister? Hi, Pam.
Good.
Where are you from?
I'm calling from Florida, and I wanted to share a verse that is in my entryway in my home, and it's right in line with our conversation this morning. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. That is what I see. That is what others see when they enter my home, because that is my mantra. And as we walk in the mornings, I'm reminded that every morning, new mercies. We are gifted. And I see Girl Trek over the next year, particularly, and into the 2025 vision for this movement, because that is what it is. I am very politically engaged at this historic beach that I live in, historic Black Beach in North Florida. There's so much to do in this community. And I had the joy of having a brunch with a group of phenomenal ladies yesterday. And it showed me the strength and the courage and the power that we have within, that we needed to be reminded of that. I appreciate Girl Trek. I participated from the very beginning. I am a walker. And you all have been a blessing. And I plan to work with other ladies and women in this area in our walk to move Girl Trek's mission and to be engaged in a political way. Florida is in the news all the time. And we plan to take our walking and not just talk, but walk the walk. In helping our community to become politically engaged, because if we don't get the right leadership in our local, state, and federal government, then all is lost. So I appreciate you all so much. And that is my vision and my goal, along with so many phenomenal women in this area to move that forward. So blessings to you, Morgan. And Vanessa, and my prayer is that you continue to be faithful, know that whatever you envision will come to pass, because you have an army of women and others behind you pushing that vision forward.
Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for the vision keepers, God. I thank you. I thank you for our elders, God. I thank you for what you are doing, what you are manifesting. And I cannot think of three better visions. One that is engaging revitalization with the city and to improve walkability in the parks. One to really facilitate joy and healing in our homes and our front yards. And one to get politically active to figure out the policies that have to change at a systems level. How we protect our land and historic places. How we come together with powerful people in one cause to create an agenda for the future, for our daughters, for future generations. That is the vision. We are visionary, and so are you. Every single person out here listening. And just like I said for the other two, when you are, first of all, walk to the polls. Put your Girl Trek shirt on and walk to the polls. Organize walks to the polls. Democracy is our right. We will not be silenced. And when it comes to advocacy or any candidate, do not publicly support them until we coordinate or figure out how to do this in a way that is in accordance to our legal standing. So reach out to us. We have a chief of staff. We're going to help us navigate that, because we ain't going to sit out. But you ain't going to shut us down either. So this is where discipline and self-control come in. info@girlcheck.org for any support. The national team is here to support you. That's the only reason we exist. And our chief of staff was at the Congressional Black Caucus, and everybody in the caucus was in Girl Trek. They was like, oh, okay, Girl Trek, that's. So we have power, y'all, at the local level to the federal level. And we are ready. We are ready to exercise all of our democratic rights, and we have to do it with discipline. And so this is where Vanessa and I are going to try to be the drum major and keep us all moving in the same direction. And we will need you to practice these fruit of the spirit as we do it, chiefly what that last sister said, steadfast love. Steadfast love. When we move with steadfast love, like our ancestors did, like the people in the civil rights movement did, we will be unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Vanessa, I love you steadfastly, my sister. I love you. I am sorry. I never mean to cause you harm. I never mean to cause you harm, and I am not perfect, and I love you. I love you, and write it on the scroll and fly it over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love you. All right. Y'all, we have prayer. Without further ado, let's bring them on. Sister Cynthia, is you there? Reverend Apostolic? Come on. Without further ado,
praise
any words
praise
of prayer?
The Lord, yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Morgan and Vanessa, I love you all so much. I promise you, I love you much. And I know that God loves you, and he loves us, and he loves this movement. He loves everything that is going forth. And I just praise God for being a part of what he is doing in this season. There's a song that says, whatever you're doing in this season, Lord, don't do it without me. And I'm just thankful that we are all, everybody on this line that will be listening in, we are all called for such a time as this. And he is literally, God is literally ordering each and every one of our steps. And he is calling us all together in succinct order, just like an army, like a drum line, just like pulling all of the pieces all together to march with one beat and one sound in the direction of the vision he has outlined for this movement. And I just praise God that every part of the corners of the earth are all coming together and aligning in such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful way. And I just praise God. I praise God for all of the conversations of this whole 9-day movement it has unleashed, oh my God, it has unleashed so much just in these few days that we've been on this prayer trek. And the enemy is busy. He is angry. He is trying to do everything that he can to throw everything at us to keep us from doing the will of God. It is just like Nehemiah when he was called to rebuild the walls of the city, around the city. He was called to do that. It was just in his heart to do that. But then he had the gainsayers that were all around saying, you know, who do you think you are? You can't do this. You, there's no way that y'all can get this done, and so forth and so on. And only thing that Nehemiah could do was to pray and continue to do the work. He prayed, he praised God, and he continued to do the work, even amongst all of the mocking, even amongst all of the because everything that was coming for him was for intimidation. They were trying to intimidate him to come down off the wall and stop building and stop rebuilding. But he could not. His passion for the work that was being left undone could not stop him. And then even in his strength, he knew when he had no strength, he had to pray to God and ask God for the strength to continue to do the work. So in this moment, that's what I want to pray for, that God gives us all the strength, his strength, because we can't do it on our own. And we know it takes the faithfulness of God in order for us to continue to do the will of God and the work of the Lord. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit that he gives us to do the work. We can't do it on our own. That's the miracle of God and our human frailty. We are all human. Yes, and he knows this, but he gives us his strength through the power of the Holy Spirit to move forth and do the will. So at this time, I'm just going to say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this movement. I thank you for Vanessa. I thank you for Morgan. I thank you for the vision that you placed in them. I thank you for the people that you have surrounded around them in the camp. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for all of the national team. I thank you, Lord God, for all of the people that are moving and shaking in behind the scenes and around the scenes. I thank you for all of the women in this movement that are moving in their various areas of life and areas of the world, in every city, in every county, in every neighborhood, in every household, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are ordering each of our steps, Lord God, that you are putting us in a place, Lord God, a place, Lord God, where we can change the circumstances and the situations that are around us. You are empowering us, hallelujah, with strength, Lord God, that comes, Lord God, from a place that we even know not of unless we tap into you, Lord God. It is just like the story, Lord God, of Mary and Martha, Lord God, where you, Lord God, Martha was so encumbered about by so many things, hallelujah, but Mary chose to sit at your feet and listen to every word that fell from your lips. And that's where we are right now in this prayer track. We are on our knees, Lord God, and we are sitting at your feet, and we are listening to every word, because we know that your word will not go out void. We know that it will accomplish that which you have sent it out to do. We know that your word, hallelujah, is all that we have, Lord God, and you are faithful to keep it, Lord God. You are faithful, Lord God, and you said you cannot lie, Lord God. And when you give us, Lord God, the strength and you tell us to do a thing, Lord God, we know that it will be accomplished to your glory, Lord God. We know that it will be accomplished to your glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. We know that you will do the work, Lord God, and we just ask him that you will bless every person, Lord God, on this call, and those that will call in later, all of the churches, Lord God, all of the prison ministries, Lord God, all of the civic organizations, Lord God, all of the colleges, the universities, the students, Lord God, all of the mission that Girl Trek has put forth, Lord God, to reach the women, Lord God. We ask him, Lord God, that you bless, Lord God, bless those leaders to rise up, bless those armies to rise up and come into succinct order, Lord God. As you have said, order our steps, Lord God, and help us to accomplish that which you have set us out to do. We know that it is done. We are just thanking you for it. We're just thanking you, Lord, Lord God. We know, Lord God, as we go through it, Lord God, there are some hills, there are some valleys, there are some wells, Lord God, that we got to dig deep and keep moving forward. But we know that you have given us the strength to do it. We know that you've given us the strength to do it. I am reminded of the little story about the donkey where they were trying to bury him alive, and every time they throw the he was down off in the well, and every time they would throw the dirt on him, he'd shake it off and shake it off and shake it off until it, all of a sudden he was at the top and were able to just walk away from the thing that was trying to kill him. I don't think that ever shut that in his face. I don't say that. He was able to walk away from the thing that was trying to kill him. And Lord God, I am so thankful. And we are able to walk away. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are able to walk away alive. We are able to live and not die. And that even though it was meant to kill us, even though it was meant to destroy us, hallelujah. Lord God, it was the thing that gave us life. It is the thing that gave us strength. We were able to look it in the face, hallelujah, and say to God be the glory. We are living, and we are not just existing. We're not just surviving, but we are thriving. Oh, hallelujah. We are thriving, hallelujah. And Lord God, we are not leaving our sisters behind, hallelujah. We are going back, and we're going, and we're telling the good news, hallelujah. And we are, Lord God, rebuilding the city so that we can all survive and we can all thrive and we can all live life abundantly as you have so desired for us to do. It is your will that we live, that we be in good health, and that we prosper even as our souls prosper, Lord God. It is your will, Lord God, that we love one another, Lord God, that we be a community one another, hallelujah, that the village, hallelujah, takes care of one another, hallelujah, generationally, Lord God, that we be together, Lord God. We Lord God, we bind the enemy. We bind his attack against us. You have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. And right now, we do not fear. We do not fear. We walk in faith, because great is thy faithfulness. We walk in faith, and even though we may not see it, we already know in our heart of hearts that it is already done. Hallelujah. It is already done. Hallelujah. And we give you the glory. Lord God, we praise you for the victory. We praise you, Lord God, for all things. All things in this we ask in your precious son, Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
God, I thank you. Ooh, you better pray for me. All right, y'all. Go to church. Do what you got to do. Go to the lake, whatever, however you worship. Go on and do that today. It's Sabbath. I'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye, everybody. Bye. Bye, me. Bye, Cynthia.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Be blessed.